Titans football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
Welcome back here to Collins High School as both teams have returned to the field. And it appears North Oldham will be receiving the opening kickoff here. North Oldham wearing their road white, complete white uniform, white tops, white bottoms, with a black helmet with green trim.
Looks like we're taking a group picture there for being in a distinguished high school.
Collins wearing their home black uniforms, black jerseys, black pants, black helmet. Bruner sets the line on both sides. He approaches, kicks it deep, and this one underway. A deep kick will be taken at the 5-yard line. Right through the middle of the field. Hit, bounces off a tackler, still on his move. Will finally be wrestled down about the 35-yard line. Good return for North Oldham. And they'll start their first possession. First and 10, ball will be marked. We got a flag down first. Saw it back inside the 20-yard line.
Be good to bring it back.
But a good return by Rednauer. That's going to be, I think, nullified with a block in the back. Flag is thrown at the 18-yard line. That will back north back probably to, I guess, half the distance will be the 9-yard line.
I tell you what, it was a lot better kick than I'm with this last night.
It sure was. No one think Miles Butler is not. Noah Bruner, I can tell you that. He didn't kick a ball that well all night. So North Oldham will take over. First possession of the game. First and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Wing T formation for the Mustang. Faulkner under center, going to drop back, looking to throw deep down the right side. Got a man down there, just overthrow to Jackson Wine at the 45-yard line.
Nice defense there by Casey, a good position.
Good job by Pookie Murphy also to move over from his safety spot. But kind of maybe eye-opening to see South come out and throw. I think the last two games they've attempted a total of 12 passes.
Trying to see who's taking Sam's place. It looks like Colton Alvey's playing middle linebacker.
Yeah, Colton Alvey playing linebacker. Playing inside position there with Nick E. Faulkner back under center. Got motion from Wine. He'll turn, he'll hand to Wine on a jet sweep. Hit in the backfield. Gets away from the first tackle, which was Leland Carwell. But they'll still get him down it just behind the line of scrimmage. And it'll bring up third and long. Good penetration by Cardwell. Leading ground gainer on the year for North Oldham is 44 West Johnson. Yet to see him get his hands on the football. North very deliberate, still in the huddle. Got to hurry to get this one off. Third and 10, ball the 9-yard line. Faulkner under center, just one split out to the left side. He takes a handoff, drops back, looks across the middle, and poorly thrown and incomplete.
Good defensive effort there by the Titans. They should get good field position here and try the 50 to start their first drive.
Back deep, A'shaun Roseberry, and he is standing at his own, he's standing at the North Oldham 40-yard line. Back deep to punt, the aforementioned Bryce Webb.
Good size, kid.
Punt back to Webb, or snap back to Webb, gets off a nice spiraling punt. Roseberry is going to let hit at the 45 and pick it up just past midfield. Should have came up and fielded the punt. Let it hit and took it on a bounce, and Collins will take their first possession starting at their own 48-yard line.
Outstanding punt from deep in your own end zone there. Got a little bit of a break on a misjudgment by Nas, but still a very nice punt.
43 yards on the last punt. So Collins will have great field position to start their first drive. Just underway, 10:44 to go in the first, no score. And Collins will come out empty backfield in a 5-wide set. See him run a lot of those jet sweeps here. And that's exactly what we got here to Roseberry. He'll cut it directly up inside. It's over midfield down to the 49-yard line of the Mustang. We saw Zach Stucker last week, got the end of the game, come in and play some offense. And we've seen him early the game here playing on the offensive side.
Yeah, Coach Lucas mentioned last week on the show that he was impressed with the way Stucker hard nose run the football or run after the catch. So said he was going to get him in there. And also Connor White, he's very impressed with the way he ran the ball last week.
Stay in the 5-wide set, second and 6. Lucas, and we've got a false start here on Collins, so that'll back him up 5 yards, make it second and 11. Penalties has been a thing that has been a bugaboo from Collins a lot of the year, especially early downs. Got to get them in first and second long situations.
Yeah, and the young offense, sometimes we just can't overcome those negative plays.
Lucas takes a snap, looking for a screen. They get it to Maggard. He's hitting a backfield and it's going backwards. Now he circles out, going the other way. He's got room to run. Circling back again, coming back to the other side of the field, still on the move. He's going to be caught for a huge loss. Should have cut his losses, and he was up near midfield, reverse field, and it'll go for a net loss of five.
He ran 70 yards for a loss of five.
Screen pass to the right side. He ran all the way to the left side. Reverse, went back to the right, got up to about midfield and tried to reverse it again, and then they got him in the backfield.
We're joined in the booth by the most famous flag girl I know.
So after good field position to start this drive, Collins now facing third and 16. They'll stay in a five-wide set, three receivers to the wide side, which is to JR's right, to the left. Lucas takes the snap, quarterback run the whole way. Struggling forward, he'll get 5 yards on it, but well short of the first down, and Collins will have to punt it away.
Well, that drive kind of fizzled after a decent start.
And a four-yard gain on first down, then a penalty, and a negative play on a screen pass. Collins is going to be forced to punt it away. Wine and Rettenauer are back deep for North Oldham. They're both standing just inside the 15-yard line. Noah Bruner back to punt. Low snap, good job by Bruner to get it away. It'll hit at the 30-yard line, bounce straight up in the air and be down there by Zach Stucker. Bruner did a good job to field that, skip back to him. So 8:14 to go here in the first. We're still scoreless. Both teams went three and out on their first offensive possession. Faulkner in the shotgun this time, takes a snap. Got a double handoff inside. Not much there. Hit right at the line of scrimmage. Nick Eads, as well as Colton Alvey, Casey Warner, host of tight there to make the tackle. Last carry was by Adam Osborne, his first carry of the night for the Mustangs. Forward progress out to the 32, second and 8. Shotgun formation again, but a tight formation. He'll turn, he'll hand in the backfield. Running off right tackle. He's got a first down up over the 40, close to the 45-yard line. Wes Johnson, we mentioned their leading rusher on the season, his first carry of the night.
A lot of room to run. Good blocking out in front of him.
Very tight formation. No wide receivers out split. Everybody tight within the formation. They'll stay in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He'll hand to Johnson again. Going same play off right tackle. Room to run again. Over midfield, carrying a tackler down to the 48-yard line. 7 yards there on first down. Bring up second and 3. Really, Scott, North Oldham just lining up here. Just really man on man here. Playing power football. Double handoff to Osborne. Good job by Nick Eads from his linebacker spot. Gets him in the backfield for a loss.
That's when you just kind of outthink yourself as a coach. I mean, you ran with Johnson twice on the same, literally the same play. That time you just handed it to the guy going the other day. I mean, I don't know why you just going to keep running. The guy gained 10 yards on one play and about 7 on the other. Sometimes I think you just try to out-trick the people instead of just running it.
Good job by Eads to shoot in the gap and get him in the backfield. And we're going to get 3rd and 8. Hand off to Johnson again. This time Leland Caldwell's got him in the backfield. Back for another loss behind the line of scrimmage. Back inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. And North Oldham will be forced to punt it away. Good job by Leland. Just beat his man off the ball.
Looks like we got too many people. There we go.
Back deep this time is Pookie Murphy. Pookie standing his own 20-yard line. Saw Webb get off a pretty good punt his first time. This one skips back to him, and he's running with it. Chased him in the backfield. He's going to try to punt it. Can't get it away, and he's tackled back at the 36-yard line. Bad snap. He couldn't get his hands on it, and he was trying to escape out to the left side to punt it away. Just not enough for him to get it off. So another big break for Collins. Both times, they've had excellent field position. The first time they started just past midfield. Couldn't get any positive yards. Had to punt it away. This time they'll start deep in North Oldham territory. 1st and 10 from the North Oldham 36-yard line. Lucas in the backfield with Roseberry. JR rolls to the left side. Looks to the sidelines. Got Fowler down at the 20-yard line. Spins and finally knocked out of bounds there by Rettenauer. But a good pass and catch from Lucas to Siler. Collins 1st and 10 from the 19.
I thought they had Peyton, too. Peyton had a couple steps on the guy
We got a flag down here also on the plane.
See,
right behind Jacob Dale.
I see
where he's standing right now.
I see.
Looks like Collins is backing up.
Very excellent coming off the field, so I don't know what's going on. He don't look like he's hurt.
Officials are getting together, waiting for the official call on this one. So we got a dead ball, personal foul against Collins. Basically, it's going to pretty much nullify the gain. When it's all said and done.
I'm going to say that might, you don't want to guess. That's probably on Trey because he came out of the game. And
so 17-yard gain on the pass play. Then the dead ball 15-yard penalty will back Collins up. And it should be first and 10 from the 34. The officials are getting together. They've got second and 8. That should not be. It should be first and 10 being a dead ball foul. All right, now they get the chain situated. It will be first and 10 from the 34. Collins at a four-receiver set. Lucas in a shotgun. One back to his right, which is Roseberry. Takes it, he'll hand to Roseberry. Nashon going off left tackle. Good run. Finally tackled by Redenauer. Not before he got 8 yards on the carry.
Surprised we haven't seen Connor White yet run the football just as good as he ran the last week. He ran good last year for Eastern. But last week, he's in the game. He was in the game. Yeah, there he is. I'm sorry.
So second and 2, 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Blake Collins on the move with it.
I'm going to guess you're going to see him running right here.
Two backs in the backfield, White and Roseberry. He'll turn. He'll hand to Connor White. Connor cuts it inside. Down inside to 20. Down to 15. Inside to 15. Finally tripped up at the 14-yard line. But a good run by Connor White. First and 10 Titans.
Connor just, being a senior, a little more physical right now, just finishes his run better than really anybody they got.
Really has quick feet.
Yeah, he does. But, when he takes that initial hit, he's usually going forward.
So stay same formation, two backs in the backfield. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Nashon. Nashon cuts it up. Down, still on the move. Breaks it outside to the 10, down to the 5. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 3-yard line, 44 Wes Johnson. Roseberry initially hit the line of scrimmage, bounced off those tacklers, used his speed to get to the outside, finally pushed out of bounds at the 3.
Going to be close to a first down, looks like. Looks like he's a little bit short to me. It's kind of
actually got him marked out, at the 4, right?
Yeah, and it looks like he had to get to the – man, it's a long way.
Ball is sitting right at the 4-yard line. They're bringing the chains from the far side over for the official measurement. Pretty impressive drive so far here by Collins. We've seen the effect of a little pass game and also effective running the football here.
Yeah, good job. We only talked about Connor White and keeping the seat going. That last time, good job by Anaz to first down.
Just perfect. Long enough. So first and goal, Collins. It'll be at the 4-yard line.
You're Collins, you probably wish it had been a little bit short. Kind of give you almost an extra play, but first down and goal from the 4, you should be able to push it in. But good job by Nas to keep his feet going and extend that play instead of going down on the first hit.
So Collins going same formation. They got trip receivers to the short side of the field, which is to the left. Ball's on the left hash mark. Two backs in the backfield with Lucas. He'll turn. He'll hand to Connor White. Connor coming around left side. Cuts it inside. Hit the goal line. In the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Good run by Connor White. And Collins on the board here first. Noah Brunner on the extra point attempt. 4:05 to go. We're in the first. Collins draws first blood. Extra point up. Extra point is good. 4:05 to go in the first. Collins up 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.
At Jacoby Sales, your Case IH dealer, they know the true future of agriculture is our youth. That's why they are proud to support FFA locally, getting to know great kids who will one day be leaders in agriculture. Jacoby Sales would like to salute our FFA youth who are making a commitment to agriculture and their communities, just as Case IH has made the commitment to the environment with the introduction of their Tier 4 Magnum Puma and Steiger tractors without sacrificing power producers' need and have come to expect from Case IH. Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Better solutions. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Brenner kicks it deep. Going to be taken by Rittenauer. He fumbles it, actually. Back into the end zone, coming out to the left side, and tripped up by Pookie Murphy inside the 5-yard line.
Would he get down to that ball? In the end zone?
I don't know.
Oh, if you muffed it like that, you could down it by my. He probably made the right decisions. I have no idea if he could or not, but if he could, he probably should have.
So North Odom will start. Once again, poor field position. First and 10 from their own 4. He'll turn. He'll hand to Osborne in the backfield, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Will struggle forward over the 5, maybe to the 6-yard line. But the middle of that Collins defense, Leland Carwell, along with Jalen Stone and Jacob Dale. Also, we got Brandon Webb playing defense tackle right now, all playing pretty well, controlling the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 8. Turns. He'll hand to Osborne. A little counterplay this time. And he's over the 10, up to the 11-yard line, and going to bring up a critical 3rd down play here for North Odom.
Collins got 10 guys basically within 5 yards of the football line of scrimmage. I mean, they're just daring North Odom to throw the football. Pookie Murphy's playing safety. He's the only one really that, you know, not within. Some of them are spread out a little bit, so it's kind of hard to say 10 in the box, but just daring them to throw the football. Kind of hard.
North Odom reminds me of a peewee. I mean, there's no spread of the formation. Everybody's really tight in there. He'll turn double handoff this time. It goes to Wine. He's headed to 10, and he'll be short. And North Odom had to punt it away. They've run that double handoff several times, and really none of the carries that went for anything at this point. So Webb will come out to punt it away again. His last one was a bad snap that he ended up being tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Pookie Murphy standing at at the North Odom 45-yard line. Set to field this punt. Snap back. Gets the punt away off the side of his foot. Not a good punt. Hits it. The 30-yard line still rolling and will finally be touched dead at the 37-yard line. So Collins, once again, will start deep in Mustang territory.
That ball might have been tipped because he went down, too. I don't know if he got touched or not.
So 1st and 10 from the North Odom 37-yard line. Collins utilized the 2-back formation on the last drive they scored on. They'll come back here in a 5-receiver set. No backs in the backfield. Lucas all alone.
Oh, almost had a free play. Or not a free play. I'm sorry. Wrong division. Not what you want to call it. Whatever.
Wrong level.
Thank you. That's a better word.
Snap back to Lucas. JR looking deep down the left side. Scott Maggard down the sideline. Touchdown, Titans.
What a throw by JR Lucas.
Maggard beat his man by 3 or 4 yards down the left sideline, and JR put that one right on the money. And Collins has opened up a 2-touchdown lead here early in the first quarter. 37 yards on the touchdown pass. We've seen that several times this season. From Lucas to Maggard, Dalton's 9th touchdown reception on the year. JR's 13th pass. Extra point by Brenner is good. 14-0. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend,
and your daughter's first musical recital, head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Kickoff by Brunner, taken by Rednauer. He returns it, but only up to the 19-yard line. So, once again, North Odom will start deep in their own territory. Collins leads it here 14-0, 1:46 to go here in the first quarter.
We're having a question about a double handoff. Is a reverse? If you see, you know, guys got to get out of their couch, come up there and watch a little bit, you'd understand.
Hand off to Osborne on a jet sweep coming around the right side. A little bit of room run. Nice job by Pookie Murphy to come up from his safety spot and trip him up at the 25-yard line. Double handoff is when he hands it to the back.
Yeah.
And the back turns and hands it to another back.
Yeah.
To work as a counter. Anybody want to know?
Yeah. One of our listeners is texting, but I think brain cells are a little low on this.
2nd and 4 at the 25-yard line. He'll turn, he'll hand to Johnson. Johnson hit up close to the 28, struggling forward. He'll have the first down over the 30-yard line.
I look forward to these games. I swear. Critical drive here for North Odom. Get on the scoreboard. Don't want to get too far behind their offense. You know, they're not, but they're running the football. They're going to take a long time to score. Quick striking offense.
Baldwin turns and pitches to Osborne coming around the left end. Good gain up near the 40-yard line. Give him 8 yards here on first down. He's second and two. Ball at the 39-yard line. Faulkner back under center. Turns. He'll hand in the backfield to number 30. Stewart, he's over the 45 to the 47-yard line. It'll be good for another first down, probably the last play here of the first quarter, and it will be. So Collins gets up early here. They lead it 14-0 after the first quarter. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.